For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Alexis Streiss, the junior defender out of Lakeville, Minnesota. And first of all, AJ, a couple weekends ago, you were named WCHA Defensive Player of the Week after a great performance against Minnesota Duluth, where your team ended up winning a shootout, and you came away with three assists. For you personally, what does it mean to be accoladed like that?
It's an honor. The WCHA is the best league in the nation, and to be able to be recognized as the top player of that week from any position, forward, D, or goalie, or rookies, I mean, it's a true honor, but I don't think it's as important as what we do as a team. I mean, we did tie the number two team in the nation, and that's a lot more important to me. And taking some points that people said didn't think we could do, I think that's the bigger accomplishment.
Well, you came into this last weekend against North Dakota with a three-game point streak. You added to that on Friday with an assist to Emily Berglund's goal. Your team was in it all weekend. Those close games, I know you guys wanted to get more points out of the weekend. What's it going to take to win those games?
We got to buckle down and put some pucks away. I mean, we're leaving way too many chances where there's big, juicy rebounds sitting in front of the net, and we're not going to the net hard enough. We're not getting in front of shots to take the goalie's eyes away when we're shooting from the point. And then defensively, we got to stop making little mistakes that we know we are better than that. And we got to protect the lead. When we're winning 1-0 for an entire game, we can't give up that lead with 10 minutes left in the game. And I think we got to stay strong the whole 60 minutes and play the whole 60 minutes from start to finish and be better in both zones, especially the offensive zone.
You're leading the defenders on this Beaver squad with points right now. 2 goals and 12 assists. You are not only great at offense, but you're also good at defense. How is it that you're able to know where to be and when to play offensive or defensive side of the blue line?
I think Coach Scanlon and I have worked a lot on this over the last 3 years. I mean, he'll let you know if he wants you to step up hard, and if he doesn't, he'll let you know. And having partners like Evna and Carly, the two partners I've had my whole career, you know they're going to have your back, and they can handle an odd man rush if you give it up. So having the confidence that you have someone that's there to support you, and then having an amazing goaltender behind you as well, that gives you the confidence to be able to go out there and make decisions and be confident with your decision.
How have you been so good at setting up your teammates with goals?
I don't think I've done anything special. I think I just hope for the best and take a shot every chance I get. And when you're averaging 3 or 4 shots a game, one of them's got to leave out at least a rebound. And hopefully if I'm shooting from the blue line, that's enough time for our forwards to get to the net. And they're doing their job getting to the net and put it away, especially Berglund. So credit's all to them. I'm just shooting the puck. And nothing special there.
I'll take a little bit of credit. It takes a team, though. 2 weekends in a row, your team plays to a shootout. You get your chance to go out there on the shootout. You were the third shooter for your team. What was going through your head when Coach said, okay, AJ, it's your turn?
I mean, I think it's something I've been waiting for 3 years. I've felt very confident in shootouts my whole life and finally got the call and thought it was my time to finally prove myself. And I was excited and happy to do it and be able to help our team out, whether it was get to 1 point or 2 points, it doesn't matter. That's a big point for us, so I was honored that he trusted me enough to pick me.
I didn't get to see the goal. What was your move? Where did you go?
When I saw how far she came out against Riley Fawcett and Emma Harris, I decided she had to be deked on. You couldn't take a straight shot. You weren't going to beat her. So I went fake forehand, backhand, and backhanded in.
This weekend, you guys have the Wisconsin Badgers. Not many teams have beaten the Badgers this year. What's the mindset or strategy going into this weekend against this team?
There's a first for everything. I mean, doesn't matter if you're wearing green, red, doesn't matter. You should be able to beat any team in this league if you put your mind to it. We're all very skilled players. All of us have had other opportunities, and we chose Bemidji, and they chose Wisconsin. And yeah, they may be ranked now, but the rankings change every week, and it's just whoever wants it more, and hopefully we can catch them on their heels and come out and put one away.
Sounds like your team is pretty hungry, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so I asked Emma Terrace and I've asked Emily Berglund this question. As well as your team is playing right now, and you're playing pretty good, like you said, you could play with anybody in this league. Do you guys see yourself as spoilers down the road in the playoffs?
haven't really looked that far down. Just worrying about getting as close to home ice as we can. I know it's not possible anymore, but fifth seed would be nice. Going over across to the west to play those guys again would be great. I would absolutely love it. Or going over 2 hours to the east to play Duluth. Either one would be great. And that's our goal right now, is to get fifth, get up there and take one of those two teams into a three-game series and prove to everyone, yeah, we may have not had the season we thought we should have had, but doesn't matter. Playoffs is a clean slate and everyone's at a record of 0-0-0. So as long as we go out there and take care of business that weekend, that's all that matters. So,
on the Beavers did it 2 years ago, so it can be done again.
Absolutely. No one had faith in us that series, and we came out and took care of business. It may not have been the prettiest one, but got two W's, and that's all that matters, and got us to the final face-off, which has probably been one of the coolest experiences I've had in my 3 years here, so I'd love to do it again.
AJ, good luck this weekend. Go get those Badgers, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, ma'am.